Okay, hello. This is Blima Bershad. I am the Director of Marketing at Aparo, and you are listening to The Aparo Effect. I have three guests with me today, and we're going to be talking about why do nonprofits need technology? They're nonprofits. Why do they need technology? I'm going to kick it off with my first guest. Bianca, if you could introduce yourself, please, and then just tell us a little bit more to help answer this question. I hear it all the time. Why do nonprofits need technology? They need to help people. What do you think?
Well, my name is Bianca Fulton, and I'm the Director of Fundraising and Administrative Support here at A Better World. And nonprofits need technology because, yes, we are helping people, we are fulfilling our mission, but how do we show our impact without the use of technology? I think another follow-up question to that question is, how do we reach more people that are in need without the help of technology? Or how do we reach those people that want to support our efforts without the use of technology? So nonprofits need technology to create a greater impact, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Tell us a little bit more about A Better World and maybe share one example to illustrate some of the points you just made.
Yeah, so A Better World, it's an after-school program for students. It's a free after-school program, and we offer an array of services from academic support to group therapy with licensed counselors, to food for their families, any household necessities they may need. Our mission here is to uplift the whole child by supporting them mentally, physically, and spiritually. A primary example is recently with COVID and having to pivot and repackage our program, we needed technology to continue our services so that we can better serve our children. So a great thing that came out of COVID with the use of technology is our one-on-one reading buddies. So we've been able to pair our students with volunteers, and we've seen phenomenal results from a student going from a first grade reading level to jumping up two grade levels within like 4 months with the use of technology. So it's very important that we have those systems in place to better serve our children.
What a great example. And that was all virtual, what you just described, the reading buddies.
Yes, all virtual.
That is pretty powerful. So Corey, if you could please pick up from here and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about why you've prioritized helping A Better World specifically and other nonprofits in general with Aparo.
Sure. So my name is Corey Arndt. I'm the owner of Charlotte Networks. We're a local provider of IT solutions in the Carolinas and beyond. We've prioritized working with nonprofits because one of our core beliefs is that for any modern organization to be successful, they have to first build that stable foundation to build upon that. It's increasingly digital in a modern business. We found particularly true for nonprofits is that oftentimes they lack the resources early on to build that foundation. They have to rely on the most basic of tools to support their mission, and they end up paying for it through inefficiencies and the inability to scale. So in working with Aparo, we're hoping to change that.
Great. So tell me a little bit more about your work with A Better World specifically.
Sure. So working with Bianca and her team at A Better World, we were able to get them moved away from a solution that was kind of a sort of disjointed in terms of email, kind of a legacy solution, and move them towards a more modern platform in Microsoft 365, where they'll have that ability to scale without having to kind of circle back and reinvest in that platform. As they grow, it too will grow with them without having to reinvest substantially.
Great. And have you worked with nonprofits before in your role?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about what it was like the first time relative to what you expected and maybe your depth of experience you have in the for-profit sector.
Well, in the for-profit sector, one of the first things that comes to mind is the availability of capital and resources. I mean, obviously the fundamental difference between a nonprofit and say a for-profit business is the availability of those resources to implement these kind of projects and kind of lay that groundwork. We find that nonprofits, of course, you know, need to raise that funding to get to where they need to go. But coming back to it, without that proper foundation to help them get there, it can be kind of a struggle. So in working with the nonprofits, we learned early on that it's important to support their mission through, utilizing technology in a way that they can, that will grow with them.
Great. Well, we appreciate that very much. And I'm going to shift it over to Benjamin to introduce himself, my peer at Aparo.
Sure thing. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for putting this together, Blima. It's always nice chatting with our MPOs and our volunteers. So my name is Benjamin Knutson. I've been with Aparo for about 3.5 years now. So my official title here at Aparo is technologist. And along with kind of taking care of our internal technology, I also provide what we call tech therapy. So tech therapy is kind of a form of IT consulting or IT solutions consulting, whereas tech therapists like myself, we meet with local area nonprofits to discuss their IT needs or their pain points. So once we have kind of discussed and identified the technology pain points or needs, we try and provide resources and guidance around that specific technology need. So the resources and guidance can come in many different forms, and whether it's an Aparo program or referencing an outside vendor that we most likely have relations with or have previously vetted. And as a tech therapist, we try to keep up with the latest technology trends, but with the large scale of the IT industry, sometimes we have to rely on the knowledge of our volunteers or SMEs to help provide some of that expertise.
So, can you tell us what that stands for, SME?
Subject matter expert.
Got it. So you refer to Corey in that way here in this case.
I would say that Corey is a subject matter expert. Yes. From this time that we've been working with him, he seems to have his finger on the heartbeat. And he doesn't let questions go unanswered. So he is definitely one of those SMEs that we like to call a friend here at Aparo.
Nice. Yeah. And Benjamin, when a nonprofit, so someone like Bianca, what can they expect when they reach out to Aparo to inquire about tech therapy? Is there a cost or is there paperwork? What's the process like?
Sure. So for tech therapy, what we do is provide those resources and guidance and advice at pro bono for the nonprofits. And we're usually one of the first contacts that they'll be in contact with at Aparo. So our conversations usually start with tech therapy. And then as tech therapists, we decide kind of what those best solutions are going to be. As far as contacting or paperwork, you can go ahead and go to our website. And there's a form on there where you can reach out with your technology pain points or needs directly to a tech therapist. And then we can circle back around with you. What we typically like to do is set up about a 30-minute introduction call just to understand your pain points and kind of get an idea of how your nonprofit's working.
Excellent. And I know the URL, aparo.org/nonprofits. So, Corey, I want to throw it back to you. Tell us more about why this type of volunteer work is important to you personally.
This kind of work is very important because these are organizations that are doing some of the most important work on a societal level. There's a lot of need out there for a lot of goodwill and a lot of intent to kind of make the world a better place. And in doing this kind of work and working with great organizations like A Better World, we can, through that relationship, kind of almost be a proxy, also impact and help that mission along the way. We leave it to those who are most capable and qualified to do the actual work. And if we can act in a support standpoint to make it happen, then I feel like we can say that we've left our mark on the day and it's a good one.
Nice. And how does that make you feel?
Pretty great. Absolutely. I mean, it's who doesn't want to leverage what they're doing for a career, but also in a way that makes the world better for everyone else. So this wouldn't be possible without, again, organizations like A Better World and people like Bianca doing the work. But if we can kind of ride their coattails, then fantastic.
Yes, the world definitely needs more Biancas. So, Corey, when you think about doing volunteer work, why do it through Aparo? Like, why not just reach out to different nonprofits yourself?
Well, and we have reached out to nonprofits in the past and, enjoyed a moderate level of engagement with them. But And working with a partner like Aparo, what you find is there's an inherent level of trust and goodwill that kind of comes through working with Aparo. Aparo's brand is one that to us from an outside perspective signifies that intent to help guide people and organizations to the resources they need to succeed. And if we can do that through a trusted partner that kind of broker that relationship, then if anything else, it just simply gives us more credibility because Aparo will vet their partners and vendors to ensure that the service that you're getting through them is quality. And we like to be a part of that.
Great. And it's playing out well for you so far.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it really comes back to more the satisfaction than anything. It's just a, we could cold call nonprofit businesses all day and say, hey, we love your mission. We want to help however we can. But again, in working through that already established relationship of an entity like Aparo, I really think that everyone benefits as a whole.
Thank you. And what do you think, Bianca? Like, why not go out and find your own volunteers? Why come to Aparo and, work with Benjamin and work with different folks on our team rather than going to find the Corys of the world yourself?
I think for one, Aparo is the source for all things nonprofit, and we're a 20-year organization, and much of that time has been spent doing our mission work and building community. So I think Aparo has been, just through other efforts, Aparo has just been a great source for us. Like, it's like an investigator, a therapist, and the Yellow Pages all wrapped into one bundle. So like here at A Better World, we're like philanthropists. So we're not tech savvy at all. We don't know what we need. So coming to Aparo is kind of almost like, I would compare it to like a doctor's visit, like going in with our symptoms. We know what we want, but we don't know what we need and how to find it. And it, all the time that it would take to like find this person that would be able to help us with our symptoms and treat it, our diagnosis, it would take time away from our mission work. So coming to Aparo was just like a breath of fresh air. We told them what our pain points were, and they had suggestions that fit our needs. And it's just been very transformative for our organization. And much of the time that we, spent with Aparo, we didn't have to spend much time focused on our needs. We continued to do our mission and our community work. So I think just coming to Aparo as the main source and having them branch out through their partnerships was exactly what we needed.
Great, thank you. Benjamin, what did you think of Bianca's description? Your combination of investigator, therapist, and the Yellow Pages. How'd you like that?
Oh, that was great. I really like that. And I like the, I threw out the doctor's visit. I don't know if I'd put myself on a PhD level, but we definitely like to play the role of those therapists sometimes and help out with those pain points. So that was a really, really great description there, Bianca.
So Benjamin, sticking with you here, tell me more about the specific match between Corey and Bianca, how you brought them together and why you thought it would work well.
Sure. Bianca and A Better World, they're participating in one of Aparo's programs right now. And kind of in this case, it was a connection that was made from one of our tech therapists who started the conversation with Corey and his team at Charlotte Networks. And a lot of what Charlotte Networks is doing and has already been doing align with the certain needs of this nonprofit. All right. So when we talk about identifying those different pain points, we're also trying to find what the best solution is. And sometimes those best solutions are leaning on some of our volunteers. Corey and his team had already had that infrastructure kind of built to help out with this particular piece and this specific piece inside of this program. So when we first started having those discussions with Corey and his team, or really any volunteer, we want to do our best in providing an understanding of what the nonprofit needs and what the corporate partner or the volunteer can provide to the nonprofit. So at this stage in this specific Aparo program, it was around an M365 migration and setup. And Corey and his team seemed like a really good fit. We had a few conversations with them And as talks with Corey evolved, it was clear that Charlotte Networks had the resources and guidance already in place around this specific tech need. And not only that, but they understood the needs of the nonprofits and is transparent in all of their offerings. And also on top of that, just their knowledge and care, right? I mean, you could tell that they really cared, and they had a special place in their heart for just helping the nonprofits, which was really neat to see also. So as the volunteer engagement commenced between the two parties, I felt that, you know, Charlotte Networks and A Better World were on the same page. It kind of seemed like it just clicked. And like I said earlier, you know, Corey and his team, I felt like they left no questions unanswered for Bianca, and really just helped them understand and just guide the path and the way for them.
Great. Thank you. So Bianca and Corey, I'd love to hear your perspective on, you know, that was Benjamin's vision. He thought there would be a good match. You'd feel understood and all of that. Did it play out that way? What was your experience of working with Corey?
Yeah, I think it played out very well because, like I said, I'm a philanthropist. So anything tech, the migration from Microsoft 365, even using Outlook, like this has just been all new to me. Being able to reach out and have them kind of at my disposal, like both Ben and Corey. I think recently, like a few weeks ago, we were making a transition to a new donor management system. And I had this large Excel spreadsheet of contacts. And I'm just like, how do you separate this? Like, how, I need your help. And like Corey just being there, just being very supportive, like, here are some tips and you should do it like this. And I'm just like, okay. So it's very, I think it was like a great match. We feel very supported here. I feel that I can reach out to them when I have any questions. And that makes me just feel confident as we transition into all of these new technological processes, because it's really just me at A Better World in the process of this transition. So being able to come to them and they simplifying it for me so I can be able to regurgitate this information to my team. So I just think it's been perfect. It's been great. So I'm very grateful for both Corey and Benjamin.
Nice. So Corey, you know, how does that make you feel, and how have you enjoyed your experience?
It's been fantastic. I mean, it's, you know, you always want to believe that every client engagement is going to go well. And, you know, obviously you want to, and hopefully most of the time they do. And in the case of Bianca and working with Ben and Aparo, it's just been absolutely fantastic too. It's a real immediate, tangible way to feel that what you did today made that difference. And being able to support a good organization like that is really rewarding. And it doesn't stop at the end of the project either. I mean, I know that the way that these projects are kind of set up, it's to sort of procure volunteer resources and kind of move on to the next. But we take it personally, we like to make sure that we're invested as much as possible to whatever degree is appropriate when requested. So like when Bianca mentioned that a few weeks after the project, you know, technically it's closed in that sense. But if there's an ongoing need, I mean, why not be there to give assistance where possible if it doesn't take any of our effort or resources or time to simply be a trusted resource and help out where we can, then absolutely, why wouldn't we do that for them?
Yeah, well, that is very nice of you. You know, you were talking, Corey, about clients' expectations. What's it like working pro bono versus working with a paid client?
I'd come back and say that it's just a really great way to give back to the community. You know, it's all about the rewarding and how you can make an impact on the day. When you're able to make an impact to these organizations that are who need it most and are doing the most important work, it's a real tangible way to impact what goes on there and support their mission. And, you know, and knowing that the working capital that's saved, instead of spending it on direct engagements with us, it goes directly into community and their missions, that's payment enough.
Is it very different for you doing pro bono versus doing a paid engagement?
You know, I would make this a credit to the team here that I would say it's not so much different. You know, our heart, this is not to discourage our paid clients by any respect, but our heart might be in a little bit more for these pro bono engagements. I mean, it would have to be functionally, right? But yeah, it's, as far as the process and the engagements themselves go, we treat every pro bono engagement the same as we would any paid. We don't cut any corners. We don't do anything. We make sure they get the exact same experience that a paid client would. So that way they're guided through it, because it's one thing to have the new technology come your way. It's another to fully understand it and leverage it to its maximum potential. And without that education, without that help and resource, you know, it's kind of like you can sign up for a new product or service, but if you don't have a general understanding of how it works and how it can work for you, you're not going to get the true value out of it. So our mission doesn't stop at implementation. We want to make sure you get the full experience.
And how about you, Bianca? I'm not sure if you've worked with, I'm sure you've worked with some paid vendors. How is it different for you working with a paid vendor versus working with an Aparo volunteer?
Just to bounce off Corey, I just feel like, I guess more so, I think the heart is really in it more so than the paid volunteer, you know, being able to like pay someone sometimes. The intention is a bit different. So you can kind of feel the connection and feel like, you know, like through Aparo, like they really want to be in support of your efforts, not just because you are granted through this program, but just the fact that they want to see us win and succeed as an organization. So that it's just a feeling that it just feels different for us.
Nice. All right. But a very good, positive, different feeling. So that's great to hear. So Corey, you're embarking on some more work with Aparo for other nonprofits beyond A Better World. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you're choosing to continue?
Sure. Well, so as Ben mentioned earlier, we have a particular focus on the Microsoft cloud space with Microsoft 365 and Azure. And through partnerships with Microsoft and being able to deliver their nonprofit licensing, a lot of these benefits will come free to nonprofits. 365 licenses, Azure use credits, things like that will really help lay the groundwork for that stable foundation I alluded to at the beginning there. And that is kind of our specialty and where we live. So these next engagements are going to lean into that a little bit further. In working with A Better World originally, we didn't move to mail migration, which is definitely one piece of it. And their infrastructure was in a place where that's about all it really required. We are now moving on to these next projects, which I'm sure Ben can describe a little bit further, but that lean a lot more into the entire stack of it. We're talking full migration of files, folders, email, setup of intranet, all these things that a business really needs to kind of take it to the next level. And we're looking to continue that journey and help as many organizations get there as Aparo will let us.
Well, speaking of which, so I have my last question, which I'm going to give to Benjamin, but you know, Bianca and Corey, please don't feel like we have to shut things right down after he answers this. So Benjamin, I would say, you know, everything we heard from Bianca and Corey sounds like, you know, like a fairy tale of a perfect match. You know, is this typically how it goes? Is this a pretty typical nonprofit corporate partnership that you see?
Sure. So, you know, so much of what we do is try to provide that right IT solution to help the needs of the nonprofit. And many times that includes utilizing the skilled volunteers like Corey and his team at Charlotte Networks to help make that impact in the community. Just kind of by using their expertise. So, you know, in this case, Corey and his team are a great match for this specific IT need with A Better World. And with Charlotte Network's commitment to helping with this engagement, it brought a lot of value to the nonprofit. And there's more to come, which is really neat and exciting. And I would say that it is a great example of one of the many ways a volunteer through Aparo can share their skills with the nonprofit community. And Corey brought up that word leverage, right, as he was talking. And this is something that we want to be able to, as Aparo, provide leveraging that technology in a sustainable way.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I'll add, you did that smart plug before for nonprofits who might want to work with us. If more Coreys of the world are interested in volunteering with us, you can learn more and also fill out a get started form there at aparo.org/volunteers. Great. Well, thank you all so much for joining us on this episode of The Aparo Effect. I hope you gained some insight into the nonprofit experience with Aparo, the volunteer experience, and also why nonprofits truly need technology. Thank you.